Hello, this is Apostle Thompson. Grace and peace be unto you through our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's meditate again today on the worship experience. There, Jesus talking to this woman at the well in John chapter 4, verse 23 and 24 reveal at least 10 things to us about worship. That worship must be in the spirit. We must know who we are worshiping. We must worship in spirit and in truth. And that God is a spirit. Then it revealed this to us, that the Father seeketh such to worship him in the 24th verse of John chapter 4, 24. And then I thought about Hebrews 11 and 6 that says, without faith, so we have to have faith to worship. Without faith it's impossible to please God. He that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now notice those two things. That he is. Most people know that God exists, but they never go to the next level. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. The Holy Spirit brought this to my mind, for he said, the Father seeketh such to worship him, such as those who worship him in spirit and truth. So that has to be having a revelation of the word in which we're trying to give you on a daily basis, and that you have to go into the spirit realm, for the Father is the spirit. But notice, he says, they that seeketh him, he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now what you have here, you have the Father seeking you, and you seeking the Father. And the two seekers meet together at the time of worship. And when the Father finds you worshiping, he as the senior partner, as the Father of heaven and earth, can pour out his relationship and fellowship upon you in a supernatural way. We're going further when you come to this seeking God's face and seeking God's, the majesty of God and the greatness of God and the honor of God. We look back, Jesus talking about provision in Matthew 6:33. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. I believe at the time of worship, you're seeking God's kingdom. You're seeking his righteousness. You're exploring in the realm of the spirit like never before. So my brothers and sisters, let's keep worshiping God. There are times that you go before God asking for nothing, making no complaint, talking about no problem, just bathing yourself in the abilities of God, knowing that he's working that thing out for you, knowing that you're not going down without the victory. I'm speaking to somebody this morning. You may be hurting. You may not be in the position you want to be. But let me tell you right now, Spirit of God is breathing upon your situation. You're going to come out fine. Just follow instruction. One of the things that we have to follow, and what I'm trying to do now, is give you instruction from God's word, instruction how to seek him, instruction how to worship him. If you follow these principles and follow these spiritual laws, I see you in the position that God wants you to be. God wants you blessed. I call you blessed. And this morning I pray for you, Father, in Jesus' name, those who are listening to my voice, I release the prophetic and the apostolic anointing on their life, on their children, on their grandchildren, on their home, on their marriages. Today I speak life. Let this transfer, let this be transmitted over this line. Let an impartation take place in these meditators. I thank you for the single one that you will guide their steps and bring the right person into their life. Those who are married, I'm asking you to make their marriage a paradise. And then, Father, I think if any hurt in any kind of way and seem like they left out, let these words be a blessing to them. This Holy Spirit, breathe on this meditation in Jesus' name.